just the opportunity and challenge for us to experience a deepened sense of community. That deepened sense that the Bible talks about of true connectedness with one another.
It's time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries, how-tos for loving God and loving others.
But again, practically, what does that look like? You know, how about some homework like this? Make a list. Make a list of some of those people in your life that it might be good to get to know better. Maybe there's some folks in your community, maybe someone in your small group, just a few folks in your life, maybe even some family members. And then let's explore, how are we going to get to know them better? That's the key word.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living, loving, and community, go to greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Would you like for more people in your church, in your community, to experience the how-tos of loving God and loving others just a little bit better, living out the greatest of all commandments? Perhaps we can be of help. Go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's www.greatcommandment.net. You'll find a schedule for workshops going on around the country, literally around the world. Workshops that are hands-on, experiential, where people walk away knowing the Bible works. And you can find out how you or your church can sponsor workshops on topics such as parenting, single adult living, marriage, church leadership, and more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Great Commandment Living. It's worth spreading around. What does it take to experience freedom to be a parent? The freedom to parent as God intended, whether you're in a traditional situation, blended family, or single parent household. What does it take to experience that freedom? Well, one thing it takes is a lot of grace for you and for your kids. Today, you'll learn how to build a home filled with grace. It's time for Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, how to live out the greatest of all the commandments. Your host, Dr. David Ferguson, and this week's special guest, Terry Ferguson Sneed of Great Commandment Radio.
Well, thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio as daughter Terry and I journey with you on this week's topic, freedom to be a parent. Terry, we've talked a lot about this week, different aspects of being free. And on today's program, we're going to talk about the blessing that an environment of grace brings in our family freedom.
I mean, that sounds kind of out there as far as being in my home.
We're talking about grace in your home.
In my home. And what's it look like? I got to find out.
And here's the pop quiz for today's opening segment. We are going to ask you to envision in your mind right now a blank piece of paper. We're going to draw a line down the middle of the paper. And on the left-hand side, here's what you do. You write down right now all the things you have done today that has caused God to love you more. Start writing. What have you done to cause him to love you more? And then on the other side of the paper, we're going to write down, what are all the things that you've done that have caused God today to love you less? Start writing. The real answer is blank sheet of paper.
You know, now, what does that mean? I shouldn't have anything on my paper?
Nothing on the paper. Oh. Grace says it's all God's unmerited gift. In other words, Terry, there's not anything that I've done today that has caused God to love me more. He just loves me. And there's nothing I can do today. I really like this one. There's nothing I can do today that would cause God to love me less. He just loves me. That's grace. But the important thing, and this is the one we want to open up and explore a little bit, is that's the way it needs to be in my home. There shouldn't be anything that a child has to do in order for them to sense I love them. And there shouldn't be anything a child can do that would cause me to love them less.
You know, I was in a particular counseling session last week, and we were having a little contract, making a little contract between father and son. And this particular young man came to the counseling session, and he was very grateful last week and about something that his dad did. And here's what he said. He said, my dad went out of his way to give to me, and then he didn't hang it over my head later.
Mm.
You know, and what he was essentially saying was, you know what? My dad gave to me, took initiative to give, but there weren't any conditions attached. He just loved me with grace,
yeah.
kind of no matter what.
That's a home environment of grace. That's today's program on Great Commandment Radio. Be sure to visit our website, greatcommandment.net. You'll find the resources for the week. You'll find some free downloads. You're always able to listen 24/7 over the internet. And particularly on today's program, we're going to be encouraging that it's that experience, Terry, that you just talked about. Kind of, that young man was kind of startled by that behavior on his dad's part, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. He was. In fact, he said it was the first time.
Mm-hmm. There we go. That a part of what we want to bring into our homes in an environment of freedom is this environment of grace. It'll be real practical. We'll be sharing a number of things. But, Terry, it can be as simply practical as when my child is acting out, when they're being a real jerk, I don't want to withhold telling them that I love them.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to associate discipline with withholding some of these key biblical needs we've been talking about.
That's right. You know, I've actually become, I never thought I would get this way, but I've actually become excited the other day when Madison and I had to work through kind of the issues of some stealing
mm-hmm.
that she had done. And so we worked on confession to God about, you know, it's wrong to steal. And then we worked on confession and restitution with our teacher because, yes, we stole from the classroom. And so we worked on kind of, you know, what it means to confess to God, what it means to confess to teacher. We confessed to teacher. We made restitution. But I actually became excited about that because it was cool because I came from the perspective of, you know what? I get to show her that I love her anyway.
There you go.
And that was a really cool, neat first thought for me.
Yeah. So I can still hug little Madison,
mm-hmm.
even though she did something wrong.
Yeah, and I wasn't glad she stole, and we certainly don't want to do that again. But it was fun to get to see it in a way of, wow, here's an opportunity for me to get to really love her in a way that will surprise her and will be like God.
Yeah. And even as you expressing that in your own heart, Terry, that's really the heart of God. In other words, first of all, you said, you know, wasn't excited that she stole. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, as we would say, kind of the holiness side of God. That
right.
when he looks down, he's not pleased when we mess up, when we sin.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at the same time, he has a heart of love that says, in his grace, he just keeps loving. Just keeps loving. Now, let's take just a few moments to explore, Terry. What are some of the things that we haven't earned from God and therefore ought to be a part of passing those along to our kids? What are some of those dimensions of his grace, so to speak?
Yeah, that we haven't done anything to earn or to deserve God's love.
Yeah, that's right.
And we haven't earned or done anything to deserve or done anything to check off a list so that God gives us his acceptance. He just does it anyway.
Yeah.
And he gives us his kindness and his forgiveness anyway, even if we don't ask. That's weird. And then last one, we have done nothing to deserve or earn his comfort. He just cares.
Yeah. I'm reminded, even you say that one, you know, his compassion is renewed every morning.
Yeah. Great is his faithfulness.
Great is his faithfulness. And so the translation we're going to make today as we enter into our teaching segment is going to be, if God's grace has given us his love, his acceptance, his kindness, forgiveness, and comfort, then we ought also share that with our kids.
Yeah, give to others.
Matthew 10:8. Freely we have received of God's grace. Freely let's give. That's today's program on Great Commandment Radio. Teaching segments next. We're glad you've joined us as we work all week long to focus upon an environment in our homes of liberty and freedom. And a part of that is an environment of grace. How about you and your home? Would you characterize your home life as just unconditional love? You don't have to perform before I love you. I just love you. I hope so on Great Commandment Radio. Glad you've joined us. Teaching segment is next.
Dr. David Ferguson, along with Terry Ferguson-Sneed, on this Thursday, like every day on Great Commandment Radio, we have something waiting for you, and it's absolutely free. You just have to visit our website for today's free download, tips on experiencing the how-tos for building grace into your home and relationships and parenting. Go to greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, and while you're there, look around. You'll find this week's resource that will help you as a parent and help local Christian radio stations around the country. It's called Parenting with Intimacy. You'll hear a bit from our Parenting with Intimacy workshop coming up in our next segment. Order Parenting with Intimacy, the workbook and media kit today. Help yourself and help local Christian radio. Or you can find out about our Great Commandment network of churches or workshops and training resources and so much more, all at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. Back with Dr. David Ferguson from Parenting with Intimacy next on Great Commandment Radio. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206.
The first part of experiencing great fellowship is to get to know people.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, how-tos for loving God and loving others, experiencing the Great Commandment. Today, taking the first step toward fellowship.
Knowing things like their interest and activities. Wasn't it interesting that Jesus would find himself, this carpenter from Nazareth, down at the seashore? Why was he down there? Why was he down there with those nets and fish? It was because some of the disciples had interest, activities related to fishing.
In the next 24 hours, take that first step toward fellowship. Become involved in the lives of others around you. And for more tips on Great Commandment Living, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, our series this week, Freedom to Be a Parent. And a freedom-filled parent is filled with grace. Does your home experience grace on a regular basis? Sometimes we're not even sure what grace looks like. Well, with some tips, here's Dr. David Ferguson from the resource Parenting with Intimacy.
Are our homes characterized by freedom or bondage? You know, the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I ran into a pastor friend this past week, and he said this. Just kind of think through this with me. He said, you know, heaven is going to be filled with a lot of get-tos and not any got-tos. Now, just think about that. You know, when you're in heaven, there's not going to be any of those things where you got to go do this. Isn't that true? I mean, heaven is going to be filled with, we get to be with the Lord. We get to praise the Lord. And if our homes are going to be a little bit of heaven, if our homes are going to be places where intimacy can really thrive, I think oftentimes there's going to be a need for a few more get-tos and maybe not quite as many got-tos. And to be honest with you, a little bit of our family journey was in the earlier years characterized by too many got-tos. There were too many inspections. There were too many, you know, pick that up, hurry up, you're going to be late, wipe that look off your face. There was a lot more inspections going on than there was, look at what we get to do as a family. Now, why are y'all laughing about this? Is there a certain sense of identity here? I hope you're laughing with me now as we go through this. You see, that's what we're focusing on. You know, the Bible says that we are in this world, but we're not to be what? We're not to be of this world. This world is wrapped up in a lie that says who you are is equal to what you do.
How-tos for building an environment, a home of grace with Dr. David Ferguson. It's from Parenting with Intimacy, minutes out of hours worth of experiential teaching. Order the workbook and media kit today. You'll be helping yourself as a parent or a parent or a soon-to-be parent you know or love. And you'll be helping local Christian radio, which reaches out to families and parents and singles in your own community. Go to greatcommandment.net today and order your own copy of Parenting with Intimacy. At least receive today's free download, additional broadcasts, and more. That's Parenting with Intimacy. Order your copy today at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. Back to Dr. David Ferguson and Terry Ferguson Sneed right after this on Great Commandment Radio.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Jesus found himself over in the tax collector's office. Here we have again the carpenter in a tax collector office. He's over there because of the interest and activities of a disciple named Matthew.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Intimate Moments, how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the great commandment.
You see, one of the most important ways we experience that sense of community is we get to know some of the interests and activities of friends around us. I've got friends who like to, you know, collect old motorcycles. I've got friends today who's learning to fly fish. Interests and activities, getting to know those people, that's a part of deepening our sense of connectedness. Community, we would call it.
Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries with your homework for the next 24 hours. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. you can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
Well, Terry, on today's Great Commandment Radio program, we've been talking about grace. And one of the characteristics of grace is that grace always takes initiative. You know, we may have referenced earlier this Bible verse of God demonstrated His love toward us even while we were sinners. His grace always moves first. I love to say, it doesn't say He demonstrated His love toward us after we shaped up. You know, we'd all still be waiting if that was the case.
That's the truth.
His grace initiates. And in a closing couple of practical ways today, we want to explore, I want to be a parent of grace. I want to have a home that's filled with grace. I'm going to take initiative, but I'm not going to wait for my children to do something first. I'm going to take initiative, and I'm going to give. And let's focus on two practical ways. First of all, what's one of the areas of initiative that we would encourage parents in to help establish an environment of grace?
Yeah, one of the ways that we can take initiative is just by praying for our kids. Mm. And you know, when we say that, we're not talking about the, you know, very formal, get your preacher voice on, oh God, please bless this child, you know, laying hands on all that. We're just talking about quick, simple, one sentence, straight to the point prayers. Mm. You know, when your kids go to bed at night, you know, just a real simple prayer. You know, thank you, God, for blessing them today in this way. Pray that you'd help them tomorrow in these practical ways. You know, I've had a prayer with Madison recently that was something as simple as, you know, Lord, I just thank you for giving her a good friend like Ansley. And yet tomorrow, God, I'm asking you to help her little heart be protected and not take offense at some of the hurtful things that some of her classmates are doing. Mm. You know, help her be a good friend and then help comfort her when others are not. Mm. I mean, that was my prayer.
Yeah.
And just real simple, just real short, not preaching at my kid, you know, but praying for them, not at them.
Yeah. And one of the most opportune times to initiate those prayers are, like you're talking about, particularly when our child is maybe faced with some challenges,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we could almost be tempted to go down the, let me give you a few lectures in life, you know,
right.
And I'm talking about the master lecturer over here, as you know that, you know, that you might have to say to your dad, you know, oh no, get out your pad and pencil. Here he comes lecturing again. All right. And so one of the things that's a real challenge to us as parents sometimes in this environment of grace is, rather than in lecture, rather than, well, can I tell you how it was for me as I was growing up, you know, both ways through
the
snow, uphill, both, all of that kind of stuff. Rather than go down that path, as you're saying, just to simply say, hey, let's take a moment and just let me hold you in. I want to pray for you today before you head out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Initiating prayer. I know that even with your mom, that's when one of the most beautiful things that I've finally learned after these many years of marriage is that, you know, sometimes as your mom might be struggling with certain anxieties and fears, that my tendency would be go down, honey, those are irrational. Let me tell you why. Let me expose the irrationality of those fears. Rather than the simple thing of after she shared one of her anxieties or fears or uncertainties to just simply say, hey, let me hug you and pray for you. You know, Lord, would you be a comforting God today? Would you give us a special sense of your presence that you might reassure Teresa in some very particular ways because I love her. You know, amen. Mm-hmm. You know, to just initiate prayer. What a powerful expression of grace. And then a second one. Let's give another second practical expression of grace. It'll really be helpful to the parents and families this week.
Sure. Another point of initiative is going to be that I'm going to want to initiate and go first in making my own confessions. You know, we've talked all this week
now,
about...
Now, wait a minute. You're talking about grace initiating. I was wrong.
Exactly.
Come on now.
Yeah, because it's
what
weird.
A way to close a radio program.
I know, it's
with such
weird.
A challenging deal here.
I know, it's weird. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but here's how it works. Like, when I go first to confess kind of things that I've done wrong, my kids feel a whole lot more freedom to confess when they do wrong.
Mm.
And so I sort of create an environment of, you know what? It's okay to blow it in this family, but when we blow it, we're going to make sure that we do what the Bible says and we're going to confess our wrongs and we're going to pray for one another. And so, you know, the other day I've had to confess, you know, I was wrong when mommy yelled at you. Mm. Mommy was impatient. You know, I've had to go first in those kind of confessions. You know, I was wrong to not be sensitive to you.
Yeah.
And those kind of, you know, we've seen some real return in that way. You know, Madison the other day, she confessed to me in writing. And I she did it in the car, and I heard her in the back seat writing me a note. Mom, I'm writing you a note. Okay, whatever. And she's writing me a note, and I hear her talking to herself. And here's what I heard her say. I'm going to write mommy this note, and it's going to be okay because I'm doing the right thing. Doing the right thing.
That's good.
And she handed me a note, and it was a note of apology and of confession. Mm. And I know that's a return on our investment of giving to her first.
Yeah. Amen. That's sowing truth into the lives of our young people, and God really will bring forth a great blessing out of that. You know, your example also, Terry, to help us very practically as parents, you've given us great insight as to what initiating a confession also sounds like. First of all, you were being specific, mm-hmm. you know, in other words, I lost my temper,
yeah.
you know,
I and it's
yelling.
Wrong. It's better than I'm just sorry that happened. It's I was wrong when.
Yeah. And that's the second key thing. I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's be specific. What did I do? I didn't keep my promise. You know, I lost my temper. Okay. And let's admit it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're talking about humility and vulnerability. You know, will you forgive me?
Right.
What a challenge. That's part of what grace is. You know, grace is unmerited favor. And an environment of freedom is one that's characterized by this kind of loving initiative. How about you? Could you look for some opportunities today to initiate some prayer towards some people in your life? To just simply, at a point of celebration, to pray for them a prayer of gratitude, or a point of challenge, a prayer of reassurance and hope and comfort? Or how about, how long has it been since out of your mouth come the words, I was wrong when? That'll startle somebody. And yet, God will bring forth a great blessing out of it. That's a part of this journey in our freedom to be the parent that God wants us to be. We're glad you've joined us today. Hope you will tomorrow. The Friday edition, we focus upon one of the most beautiful things that relates to the person and life and love of Christ, and that is how he always gave first. A home environment of giving first. That'll produce a freedom and a blessing. Hope you'll join us then. Bye now.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, along with this week's special guest, Terry Ferguson-Sneed. Together with our Intimate Life Ministries team, they've created Parenting with Intimacy for you if you're in a traditional family or single-parent family or blended family. It's Parenting with Intimacy, and it's this week's resource that will help you and help local Christian radio in your own community. A win-win situation. Go to greatcommandment.net today to order your copy of Parenting with Intimacy, the workbook and media kit combined, Parenting with Intimacy, at greatcommandment.net, or today's free download, or information on workshops, churches, training, other resources, and much, much more, all at greatcommandment.net. greatcommandment.net. Thanks for visiting our website, and thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio. A special thanks to our network of Great Commandment Radio stations that keep this broadcast alive and coming to you every day. Support local Christian radio. In your own backyard, it's good news you can use. And join us again for the next edition of Great Commandment Radio as we continue our series, Freedom to Be a Parent.
When, I said, thank you for unloading the dishwasher. That was a really nice surprise. You know, that was AKA for thanks for unloading the dishwasher, and I didn't have to ask you.
There you go.
That was sort of, kind of the AKA for that one.